Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24/7 home of the Black and Gold, SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome to The Drive. I'm Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson. And Matt, it's a beautiful Wednesday here in Pittsburgh after, well, a couple of really crappy days. And maybe it's a nice day in Pittsburgh because, well, Omar Khan pulled off a little fleecing of the Los Angeles Rams on Tuesday.
I love it.
We don't. I mean, the trade is not completed yet. The trade being for Allen Robinson. I'm not a huge Allen Robinson guy, but for what they gave up for him, which was essentially nothing.
Right.
You know, I thought about it this way, Matt. If Allen Robinson had been a free agent this year.
Sure.
Even coming off the year that he had last season with the injuries and everything, I think people around the league would look at that a little differently. You know, let's not forget that the Rams just paid him money last year, like big money.
Big money. Right. I think that's a big aspect of this. I mean, 1 year ago and nobody was killing the Rams for it. First of all, a week from now, draft day eve, right around the corner. So we are coming down on it and got a lot to talk about between now and then. Thank you, Omar. Everything got cheery after, as you said, in town after making a trade for a Penn State guy that has a great track record. And I even hesitate to use the word trade. You know, what'd you give up? You know, you traded $5 million in cap space for a very established wide receiver that I think fits in well. And in a way, compare it to what the Ravens did with Odell, who was drafted the same.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, and Odell might be way better this year. Who knows? Robinson might be shot. But the fact of what you risked for, you know, comparables is night and day.
Without a doubt. I mean, you move back, what, 12 picks in the seventh round?
No one's even gonna notice.
You take on $5 million in salary cap. The Ravens paid Odell Beckham. They're paying him, going to pay him $15 to $18 million this year.
Guaranteed, too, right?
Guaranteed, you know? Yeah. Like,
Robinson,
if he can't
be the worst player there and say goodbye, and it doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah. So, I mean, I look at this as just taking a risk on a player. Again, if it works out, it does. And I think his fit, Matt, with the Steelers is interesting. This is where I think it gets, because I think if you look at him as a Miles Boykin type replacement without the special teams aspect of it.
Right.
We're going to take him. You're going to put him in the slot. He being Robinson, because they've shown they want their slot receiver to block. That was one of their big, you know, Chase Claypool got better at it.
I always thought he'd be better than he was.
But I thought he would be better than he was at it. He showed that at, you know, Notre Dame. He just didn't seem to have that aspect of it. Allen Robinson will block.
Oh, he's always like top of Pro Football Focus wide receiver blocking lists. I mean, year after year after year. He takes pride in it. He's big. He's physical. So I have to say this, like, you and I talk fantasy a lot during the year, and going into this season, Robinson goes from the Bears, Justin Fields' rookie year, to the Rams, and signs a nice contract, as you mentioned, and none of us batted an eye. No one was like, boy, the Rams are stupid for giving Robinson that much money. He was worth it. He had a great track record. He was 28 years old at that time, and I looked at him at his last year with the Bears and thought, this poor guy. This offense is so dysfunctional, and their line is horrific, and Fields as a rookie is clueless. Not even his fault. That staff is unbelievably predictable. I did some research. He ran curls and slants like 50% of his routes, Robinson. The whole world knew it was coming. It was an unbelievably brutal offense to watch. And so going back to fantasy, I drafted Allen Robinson everywhere going into this draft.
Well, yeah, you were huge on Allen Robinson last year.
Loved him. Loved him. I quickly learned to hate him from a fantasy perspective because he's a killer. I mean, I'm drafting him in like the fifth round, starting him week after week and doing nothing. He had a horrendous fantasy season. But really, and I'm in a way making excuses for him, but more of it is just me digging into what has really happened with the player as opposed to just drafting him on my fantasy team and treating him like any other receiver in the league because the Steelers traded for him. This past year with the Rams couldn't have been even more miserable than his last year with the Bears. I mean, they had four quarterbacks. I think they started the same offensive line twice through the course of the year. Cooper Kupp gets hurt. I mean, he didn't look good. Nothing looked good, but I can't say I blame anybody. And even when Stafford was healthy, he was one of the worst quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, he was struggling with that arm issue with the, I believe it was a partially torn ligament or a fully torn ligament in his elbow, that it was all Cooper Kupp or nothing for them.
Absolutely.
And so the area of the field where Robinson has been at his best, which is those mid-range passes, that 10 to 19 yards, yep, which, by the way, is where the Steelers have been lacking.
And red zone.
Stafford just wasn't throwing those consistently.
No, that used to be his specialty. In breaking routes, Stafford drills it in there, you know, to Kupp or whomever. Well, he wasn't really capable. The protection wasn't there. I mean, they had no running game. That was as miserable of offense as it was in the league last year. Robinson didn't help, you know, but.
Well, yeah, you know, I heard Sean McVay's a genius.
Right.
Go hire Sean McVay's coordinators. Go hire Sean McVay's guys.
Yeah. Like, it was bad. I mean, really bad. And yeah, the situation he was in the last 2 years were, at being kind, were bottom five offenses and situations. And the year before that, he put up 1,250 yards.
Yeah, and I think some of the thing that people who are killing the Steelers, and there's some, not many, but there's some, why would you want Allen Robinson? They didn't bring him in to start. They didn't bring him in to be their number one or even their number two.
No.
But he brought in as their number three at best. And he might be the number four. Yeah.
I mean, he may be horrible. He may be the guy we saw 2 years ago that was a really good player and like a Pro Bowl type of guy. I don't really know. Judging the last 2 years is tough. But his style of play ages well. And he's playing more and more slot as he gets older. He does block. I think, you know, a big worry for me, as much as who's the slot going to be, is what happens if Pickens or Deontay gets hurt? You know, I think Robinson, we'll see what he looks like, would be the first guy outside, you know, to fill in those shoes. And I think I'm penciling him in as a starting slot right now.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, the plan here, they don't know what they have in Calvin Austin.
Sure.
At this point, you can't. You don't know what you have in Anthony Miller. He hasn't played consistently over the last couple of seasons. So this is a CYA type move where, okay, we got a guy here now. If Calvin Austin lights the world on fire, fantastic.
Yeah, great.
But if he doesn't, you've now got a fallback option. At the very least, you know, when you go to 11 personnel and you want to run the football, I'm not saying you're going to have Allen Robinson out there every time, but you're going to want him out there quite a bit when you're doing that.
Oh yeah, him and Pickens will block you.
Right. They're going to get and that's the other part of this, Matt. I think because of his style of play over the course of his career, a combat catch guy, a guy who's, you know, been there and done that.
Yeah.
I think this was a move for Pickens as well. Look at this guy. This guy does what you do. And has done it successfully in the league for a long time. Talk to him. Get some pointers from him.
I have no idea what Robinson or, you know, is like as a person. I've never heard anything bad, but I do think having a veteran in that room is needed and has a lot of value. And back to Austin, I'm excited about Austin. We were excited about Austin at camp. But counting on him is, oh, he's going to play 70%.
Two different things. Like my it's almost like when they were counting on Senquez Golson, those two, those 3 years, and he just kept getting hurt and he kept getting hurt. No fault of his own. He was a second round draft pick. They had high hopes for him, but high hopes are one thing. Until you see it happen on the football field, it's completely different.
Right.
He just hasn't done it.
Yeah. You don't want to be in those shoes. I mean, and anything Austin gives you now is gravy, and he may be really, really good, you know, and that's tremendous. And I do think Miller's at least a known. I mean, he's been in the league long enough that he's a slot. He's fine. You can win games. Excuse me.
Yeah, you can win games with Anthony Miller. And if you remember back to last year at training camp, Matt, we're watching those practices, and they were using Anthony Miller as a gunner and things of that nature. And I thought he looked pretty good at it, you know. Right. So he gives you some of that special teams flexibility. They got some other guys that do that as well. That's the one thing, the one issue that you have with Robinson. He's not going to run down on special teams for you, I wouldn't think.
No, never.
And Calvin Austin isn't going to run down on special teams for you.
Right. You're a little short on special teamers now.
So those last two wide receivers, assuming you keep six, those last two wide receivers have to play special teams.
Absolutely. And certainly the last one that dresses on game day does, which makes me think Boykin still could come back.
He could. He could. You know, but maybe you keep a guy like a Cody White. Right? You know, people might look at a guy like Cody White as just I saw a list of somebody listed all the receivers the Steelers are, you know, now having their roster. And I assume that they were listed in some kind of order, but Cody White was last. Mm-hmm. Cody White might not be last.
He might be more than an afterthought
because of his special teams ability.
Mm-hmm. Gets him active on game day. Right. That makes all sense in the world.
And that's going to be very important for that number six receiver. I mean, he better be able to do something other than just catch the football, or he's probably not going to be around.
100%. And I don't think they'll draft one now. I mean, maybe things fall perfectly and you still get a guy you like, but I think a lot of this move is saying we don't really like this wide receiver class all that much either. And it is pretty rare for a rookie draftable wide receiver to have any special teams background. He probably led his team in receptions. He's not going to be your gunner too, you know?
Well, I disagree with you a little bit on the point that they don't like the wide receiver group. This is like every other move that they've made. When we, you know, a week ago when we're sitting here, talking about they filled every need on the team except for slot receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they have.
Play. Right.
It's like every other move that they've made this offseason where, okay, these guys might not be the greatest players in the world, but if we had to line up and play tomorrow, we're full. We're good. We got, we got guys, NFL dudes at every position that we're going to put on the field.
If Mingo or Tillman's there in the third round, you jump on them. You might have reached for him in the second, 2 days ago. You know what I mean?
I think that's what this entire offseason has been about, is setting themselves up in the draft. And Kevin Colbert always did that to a large degree. But there were times when they went into the draft like, oh, they need an inside linebacker. And you draft Ryan Shazier and you plug him right into the starting lineup. Or, they need a corner, or they need this, or they need that. What do they need right now?
Right.
Absolutely, 100% have to have in this draft.
And the difference is, and I'm not saying Omar's better or worse than Kevin. That's not what the conversation is, but he has cap space at his disposal and the ability.
That helps
to make
a lot. Yeah,
it's so huge. You know, the Rams really are just unloading cap space, and we'll give you up some of our cap space to take a risk on this guy, which in reality is not a risk at all. And the last 2 years haven't been pretty. But I can explain them away quite a bit. And boy, he's insurance for slot, all three receiver spots on the field. And he might be more than that. He may catch 8 touchdowns this year and have 800 yards.
Yeah, I mean, he's a contested catch guy. He's almost, I don't want to say he's mini tight end sized, but he kind of is.
Right, right, right.
You know, he's almost 6'3", 220 right. pounds. He goes up and gets it. He's got a 40-inch vertical, or at least did. Yeah. I assume he's in that range still. And he knows how to out-physical cornerbacks at the point of attack.
Yeah, he beats up man coverage. He's really good versus man coverage. Over the middle, in breaking routes. I mean, stuff that the Steelers offense needs. You know, jump ball guy in the red zone, muscling guys out in the red zone. Did you mention the blocking? I mean, I don't know if people were aware, but there was a long stretch of his career where it was almost like a running joke of the quarterbacks this guy's played with in his career. I mean, it's...
It was Larry Fitzgerald-like.
It's, yeah, minus Kurt Warner and when they go to the Super Bowl. But, I mean, he had Christian Hackenberg at Penn State, who, kind of like Evans did to Manziel, made the college quarterback look way better than he was. And then he comes and gets drafted the same year as Blake Bortles. So his time with Jacksonville, he caught passes from Bortles, who was really bad, and Chad Henne, who was just the fallback plan. And then he goes to the Bears, and it's Trubisky, it's Chase Daniel, it's Nick Foles, it's Andy Dalton, and rookie year Fields that we talked about. And then last year, it's like, oh, I get to play with Matthew Stafford. Well, not only
was all of a sudden Stafford shows up at camp and goes, oh, my arm
shot. And then they played four different quarterbacks there, including Baker Mayfield and some of these dudes that should
well,
never
he was already on IR by the time half of that happened.
I say he didn't even deal with those guys. I mean,
I think that was them just shutting him down. Like, hey, we're not going to win.
Exactly. Right. It's week 11. We're terrible. Right. We're trying out Bryce Perkins and John Wolford. For Cups heard, and Aaron Donald probably could have played, but he didn't. You know, like it was. Yeah,
they shut down a lot of veterans last year, toward the end of last year. Absolutely. Once Stafford was done, they realized that they weren't going anywhere. It's all very interesting, though. I this entire draft or this entire offseason has been set up so that the Steelers, when they go into the draft, can just take the best player available. If I've been asked once, I've been asked 25 times over the last week, hey, who are the Steelers taking? I honestly have no idea.
I still am on the island that I think one of their first three picks will be a corner. Other than that,
I agree with you there, but that doesn't people don't want to know the first one of the first three picks. They want to know who the first pick is. The way this draft would fall, and it's been this way in the past before, but there were times where you looked at and they're drafting in this range and you go, well, I've nailed the pick. Like, this is what they need. This is going to match up well for them. In this draft, I don't know that it's going to match up well for them in terms of – and I think that's how they're looking at this, Matt, and that's why they've done what they've done offseason. Like, they've looked at this and said, all right, we're at 17. The top three corners could be gone. Maybe one of them's there. The top three offensive tackles or four offensive tackles, whatever, however you want to consider that. One of them could be there, but they might all be gone too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's an edge rusher, if it's quarterback, we're not taking a quarterback. If it's, you know, if Bijan Robinson's there, we're not taking Bijan. But they've made it so that they can do a lot of different things with that pick.
Right. And I mean, I'm an outsider. I'm not in the building, but my hunch is a year ago, they thought we're going to get Kenny at 20. You know, I'm feeling good about it. Or I remember being a kid and keeping my fingers crossed that they got David Boston. They could get Troy Edwards. They didn't, you mentioned the Shazier draft. You know, there's been many of them where if they don't get this guy, they'll get the next one. And chances of them getting screwed out of it are very rare. In this draft, yeah, there's guys I'd love to see at 17, but I don't think they'll be there. And right. I do think when 17 rolls around, there would be four, five, six names I would be very comfortable with. You know?
Yeah. And so I think that's the way they've kind of set themselves up in this one. And this also allows them, without any obvious needs, that trade back option in the first round.
I
think it's very, very real. You know, the people saying they're going to trade up, I don't see them trading up again,
for Jalen Carter. But other than that, I have no interest in trading up.
Unless it's Jalen Carter, I'm not interested. You know, I just think that that's just the reality of it. Hey, you can now listen to Steelers Nation Radio anytime, anywhere through your smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, play Steelers Nation Radio from iHeart, and Alexa We'll take care of the rest. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.